Warning, this episode breathes fire. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to this week's Listener Stories mini episode of Florida Man. I'm Phil.
And I'm Joel, and this is the shorter version of our show, where we read you the Florida Man type stories you, the listeners, have sent in from your part of the world.
News stories from your local area, personal stories where someone you know did something Florida Man-like, or things you have experienced where you encounter some dumbass or you were that dumbass.
And this week, our email is from listener Roxanne. She's also one of our patrons. And she says, hey guys, this one's short and sweet. I guess if you're going to flee the police in a pedal boat, a dragon is more intimidating than a duck. Love the podcast, Roxanne. Well, thanks, Roxanne. Phil, you want to read this one?
No. I just read the last one.
All right. So from the USA Today.
I don't know why I would talk like this.
I don't either. Maryland man accused of trying to steal a dragon.
Marilyn Manson?
Maryland man.
Maryland as the state.
Yes.
A Maryland man.
Yes.
Accused of trying to steal a dragon.
A man in a pedal boat shaped like a dragon tried to float away in Maryland's National Harbor, according to police who arrested him Monday night. Kevin Quijano Quijada, age 22.
Very good.
That's not his full name, though.
Oh.
His full name is Kevin Stornborn of the House Quijano Quijada, first of his name, the Unburnt, King of the Petals and First Men, Call of the Great National Harbor, Breaker of Chains, and Stealer of Dragons. Anyway, Kevin faces a felony theft charge after police were called to the area around 7:15 p.m.
Where the fuck did you come up with that?
That's Daenerys.
I know what it is. It's Daenerys Targaryen. I know what it is.
Officers got a call about a man who was in the pedal boat after the pedal boat business was closed. Corporal Lamar Robinson with Prince George's County Police told USA Today. Robinson said police detained the man after they pursued him with a Marine unit. They had to get a boat to go and chase this dragon.
Did they have to go?
You okay?
Okay, I'm good now.
All right. Typically, customers rent the boats for an allotted amount of time before returning them to the dock. The incident remains under investigation, but Robinson told the Washington Post that the man was, quote, a little bit inebriated. See, that's not quite as high up as
is that below fucked up and above buzzed?
It's above buzzed.
Above buzzed.
Yeah, a little bit inebriated, just above buzzed.
That's a little, so he goes buzzed, sober.
Yeah, stone cold sober.
Stone cold sober.
Then sober.
Then sober.
Then a little bit buzzed.
A little bit buzzed.
Then buzzed.
Buzzed.
And then a little bit inebriated.
A little bit inebriated. Then we go to lightly intoxicated.
Drunk.
Drunk. Heavily intoxicated.
Fucked up.
Fucked up.
That's the scale.
And then you broke yourself.
Then you broke yourself, yes. All right, the incident.
We got to write that down because I ain't going to remember that in the morning.
Nope. Online court records did not list an attorney for Quijano Quijada. The area is popular for pedal boats and other leisurely activities along the waterfront just outside Washington, D.C. Robinson said he was unaware of any other dragon boat theft cases in the area.
How far did he get?
Not far, because apparently he was right in front of the pedal boat business.
God damn it, I should have got a faster boat. What? I wonder if the duck was faster, or maybe if he got the Loch Ness monster, if that would have been more aerodynamic than the dragon.
True. Well, how do you tell the difference between a dragon and like a sea serpent or the Loch Ness monster? They're very similar.
I don't think the sea serpent spits fire, breathes fire.
Oh, good point. How fun would that be to have it just be pedaling around and have fire?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. All right. Well, thank you, Roxanne, for sending us. That's a good one. Yep.
That's our Lister Quickie story for this week. If you have a story you'd like us to cover on the Quickie Show, whether it's in your local news or a personal story of some dumbass you know, please send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed on a pedal boat shaped like a dragon.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of Florida Man.
Florida Man, Florida Man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida Man. Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. man. He's a dumbass, but we love him. He's a Florida man.
Kevin Stromberg of the House of
Quijano Quijada.
Quijano Quijada, first of his name, the unburnt king of the pedals and the first men, call of the great national harbor, breaker of chains and stealer of dragons.